child soldier rumors join the story swirling around the Central African Republic. A tornado-damaged plane gets fixed, not scrapped, and God's love is unifying teens in Sweden. We'll tell you how you can help on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. There are rumors that child soldiers were part of the rebel forces in the Central African Republic's coup. Africanland Mission Steve Walcott notes.
That is very common occurrence with rebel groups in Africa.
However, he went on to say,
although I haven't heard anything specific that way other than there have been some news reports that have reported that from sources on the ground that we have, I haven't heard that directly.
The Central African Republic is already notoriously difficult for gospel work, but new reports have surfaced indicating trouble is ahead for Christians.
It's just been a very difficult situation for the church to actually even engage in anything beyond survival.
Will you pray? An assessment team is going in next week.
As we pray together against the schemes of Satan that are posed to us, that we will actually see advances and see God intervene on our behalf, just like he did in the Gideon story.
Next, in the Hindu heartland of India, another church has fallen victim to anti-Christian attacks. A group of villagers in Chhattisgarh recently destroyed a 300-person church.
It took about an hour for a year's worth of labor to be just completely undone.
Lindsay Ackerman of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says believers were helpless.
Police were actually present and were pushing believers away who were trying to stop these attackers from tearing down their brand new church.
It's a difficult time.
This church was built with a lot of joy and hope, and right now all that exists is just a heap of rubble, and so they are discouraged.
But believers are still holding worship services. In fact, they're worshiping God right next to the demolished structure. Pray.
That they would have a sense of Christ's presence in their midst, understanding that a building is not what their faith is all about.
This is Mission Network News. Worldwide Christian Schools is taking advantage of Burma's reforms and openness. In October, they launched a new campaign to raise money for a new Christian school in Burma. What happened next not only surprised the team, but energized them. God provided, and fast, people who shared the vision for a Christ-centered school in Burma came alongside. In just a few weeks, $20,000 came in to launch this new school. The gospel opportunities are boundless. Keep on praying. Next, this is a story about a tornado that destroyed, only to be made new for service in Africa. 2 years ago, a tornado struck the second largest air show in the United States, the Fun in the Sun Air Show in Lakeland, Florida. Mission Aviation Fellowship was there, MAF's Dave Rask.
Hundreds were damaged or destroyed, including this beautiful Cessna Caravan that was almost new at the time. It was owned by a family, and it was flipped on its back. The insurance company said it was a total loss.
That aircraft was purchased by Preferred Air Parts and rebuilt. Rask says MAF bought it, and now God will use it in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Next week, we're going to take it back to the Sun and Fun Air Show 2 years after it was destroyed there, and that'll be kind of the departing point before it heads off to Africa.
MAF needs more aircraft to reach the unreached. You can help with your support. There's a link at missionnetworknews.org. And Operation Mobilization's asking you to pray for fruit from Unified. It's an outreach to immigrant boys ages 15 to 20 seeking refuge in Sweden. An OM short-term mission team spent last week sharing Christ without words. They learned about the boys' cultures and what they enjoy doing. They also played sports and music with them and ended the week with an Easter party. Pray they'll accept Jesus as their Savior. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Middle East and North Africa need prayer. Sat7 wants to help you do that with a free set of Sat7 bookmarks. They're a great resource to start your prayer group or missions discussion. Keep one in your Bible, give the others away as a reminder to pray for Sat7's ministry in the region. Get your free bookmarks by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.